Chapter 13 of the 5am Club is all about the 20-20-20 formula. The author begins by quoting Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor who once said, "Early in the morning, when you are reluctant in your laziness to get up, let this thought be at hand. I am rising to do the work of a human being." Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of this fine podcast, the podcast that is focused on your self-development and growth. My name is Kevin Miner, and I'm so excited and truly honored to bring you yet another episode that I hope and pray for sure will change your life or enhance it. Either way, I get to just accomplish my mission. So I must thank you, first of all, for being such an amazing audience. You guys have been fantastic. I'm always loving the review. I'm always loving the reposts that you do and tag the podcast at Kevin's Pod, which is always an amazing time and an amazing thing to see. We have been looking at a book that has really been tremendous to me in my life and to many of you, as some of you have attested after listening to the episodes. And we have been looking at The 5am Club by Robin Sharma himself, right? And so we covered about two topics, and they were profound. Last episode was all about the four interior empires, which was tremendous, right? And so this episode will not be any less. This episode, we're going to be talking about your morning routine, right? So the book is obviously The 5am Club for a reason. And so this formula, the 20-20-20 formula, was actually something that I've been looking forward to cover and share with you, because something that I've followed for the past, I think 3 months. And it has been profound, not just as a human being, right? Just as a holistic human being who's trying to achieve their own dreams and just pursue their path. If you have been having trouble, you know, getting that perfect morning routine that just helps you, that just gives you the energy, gasses you up to live on with your day, this is it. And this actually will help you. Why I sought to do this towards the after the four interior empires, because this episode will actually help you work on your four interior empires. Like this morning routine, when you just follow it step by step, you will work on all your four interior empires. So obviously, if you have not listened to the previous episode, kindly pause kiasi and oskize, then come here and know how to actually put the work step by step. If that sounds interesting, kindly, let's dive in. So here's the thing. Like I said, the 20-20-20 formula is a morning routine calibrated for the first hour of your day after you wake up at 5 a.m., right? Exactly, 5 a.m. It's kind of why the book is called The 5 a.m. Club. In fact, this formula is what initiates the readers into the club, right? Once you follow it. Now, I hear you. Right, you might be listening and you're like, hey, 5 a.m. kijana, yo, siyo sekta yangu. I know. Even me, I gave an excuse that we don't have genes in my family of people who wake up at 5 a.m. My grandfather never woke up at 5 a.m. You know, that could be an excuse of yours as well. But if you listened to our habit installation episode, you already know that neurons that fire together wire together. Meaning, by following the protocol of installing a habit, you can rewire your normal programming to actually start following a different kind of habit, which in this case is to wake up at 5 a.m. But here's what the book says. Your dreams and desires are just wishbones. Rising before daybreak is your backbone to get them done, which I think is profound and amazing. However, your usefulness to the world and the quality of your private life won't transform by simply waking up at 5 a.m. That's a very important point. Like, it's what you do over the 60 minutes after you wake up that makes the 5 a.m. club game changing, right? It's like how we know it. How you start your day determines how you live your day. And this is why I love this book so much, because of the few years that I've lived on this earth, I've had motivational speakers talking about the importance of waking up early at 5 a.m. You need to wake up before the sun. You need to wake up with the sun, if that's something also you can do. But no one tells you, why do I have to wake up at 5 a.m., right? What's the reason? How do I actually work during that time, during that period when the rest of the world is asleep, to actually make sure that I maximize the time when I have woken up at 5 a.m.? It's why the book says it's useless to just wake up at 5 a.m. Like, you cannot be waking up at 5 a.m. and go into your Instagram feed it's useless, right? Hence the 20-20-20 formula. The formula that ensures that you just work for the 60 minutes after you wake up, 1 hour after you wake up, to just make sure that you live your day in a certain way that is to your liking. So a simple trick that I've been using to get up at 5 a.m. is to set my alarm the previous night, first of all, at 4:45 a.m. because I need like 15 minutes to prepare myself to actually work on the routine. But here's where the trick is. I always put my phone or alarm clock, depending on what I'm using, about 5 or 6 feet away from my bed. Just a distance that will ensure when it goes off in the morning, I will have to rise from my bed and walk towards the alarm clock and put it off. Right? So that's the trick. You can opt to actually put it in another room if you guys have walls made of cardboard in your house. But one thing that you can always try to remember as you're struggling with waking up in the morning, as you're trying to wake up at five, is that the way you feel when you first wake up isn't the way you will feel 20 minutes after you have woken up, or 20 minutes after you have started working on the 20-20-20 formula. And I'll explain, and as we talk about this, you'll see why, right? In fact, I guarantee at 5:20, some umeamka at 4:50, ama umeamka at 5, at 5:20, you will be on top of the world. That's just how I'll put it, right? So the 20-20 formula is simply a breakdown of the first hour when you wake up into 3 20-minute pockets, which is amazing. 3 20-minute pockets, hence the name 20-20-20 formula, like 3 20-minute pockets. So from 5 to 5:20, from 5:20 to 5:40, and then from 5:40 to 6 a.m. from 5:40 to 6 a.m. After which you will have worked on your mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. That's how profound this formula is. And I'm so excited to share with you, because I am a living testimony. I had to try this out first, and I've been trying it for the past 3 months, and it has been profoundly amazing. So the first 20-minute pocket requires that you move. You have to begin your day with intense workout. In fact, the book emphasizes that the real key here is to make sure you sweat. Literally, you get out of your bed and start exercising. Like, you make sure you sweat. The book gives endless detailed, scientifically proven benefits of exercising, like first thing in the morning. And it will blow your mind if you simply get this book onto your hands. I cannot give all of them because they are so profound and very detailed. But here are two that I am willing to share with you, because they will somehow maybe motivate you. I'm not sure. But here's the thing. Your cortisol levels are highest in the morning. I've talked about this before. Cortisol is the hormone of fear that is produced in the adrenal glands, right? So science has proven that exercising the first thing in the morning significantly lowers your cortisol, which in turn enables you to perform at your highest level throughout your day. Because here's the thing, cortisol stunts your genius. Like, it's one of those hormones that we produce that makes us not reach our highest potential. Like, you wake up with so much, like, it's the hormone of fear, it explains it all. So by you reducing it significantly by exercising, you actually get to perform at your highest level throughout the day. So that's the first one, right? The second one is, which I found profound, is that as you work out in the morning, your brain releases BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. I had to read that all from the book, which repairs your brain cells damaged by stress, right? And if that's not enough, it accelerates the performance of your neural connections, which in turn makes you think better and process faster. A fantastic way to start your morning, if you ask me, because given these benefits and a lot more that have been given in the book, I've not even started mentioning about dopamine. I've not even talked about the health benefits that we obviously know come from exercising. It's a profound way to start your day. And like I said, the way you feel when you first wake up is not the way you'll feel 20 minutes into your exercise. Just imagine 20 minutes into your exercise. It's always a profound feeling. You feel like you're on top of the world. And now you know why. You will be working on your health set. Amazing, right? And your mindset, by the way. There's actually proof in the book. There's actually proof of how exercise works with your brain, which I've given like two. But there's more that actually says that you increase your cognitive abilities, which again is profound when you get the book. So do get it and read it. The second 20-minute pocket involves reflecting. If I'm being honest, this has to be one of my favorite times of that hour, like 5:20 to 5:40, right? So we have just come from 5 to 5:20. 5:20 to 5:40, this is where it gets deep, right? Robin explains that this is a period of deep peace. In fact, this is where you work on your heart set and your soul set. This is where it gets intimate, right? Like you get to have quietude and solitude for yourself before the complexities starts arriving. If you think about it now, I'm hoping that you are starting to, you know, to just ease into the idea that 5 a.m. can work. This is the reason why the book is so emphatic about waking up at 5 a.m. Like, wake up when the rest of the world is asleep. It's so peaceful, quiet, and just amazing. The book puts it perfectly. Tranquility is the new luxury, right? So I remember in one of his speeches, Steve Jobs once said that every time, and I'm just paraphrasing, like every time I wake up in the morning, I look at myself in the mirror and ask myself, whatever I am about to do today, will I be happy with it? Right? Because here's the thing. Most of us live through spontaneous, thoughtless accidents. That's how we live, most of us. You wake up in the morning, you don't even know what you plan to do, hence you grab for the next thing. Your phone, most of us, that is what we do. Like, we live our days through spontaneous, thoughtless accidents. But here's the thing, Steve Jobs said it well. Like, every time he woke up in the morning, he used to look in the mirror and ask himself, whatever he's about to do that day, will he be happy with it at the end of the day? So this is the time where you get to contemplate on how you want to live your day. What will your best day look like? This is where you actually contemplate on who you are, you know, who you intend to be. Because here's where you are. Where do you intend to achieve? In other words, your goals and dreams. This is where you remind yourself of your core principles and values. You remember we talked about, when we were talking about the four interior empires, we talked about how the world is programming us to live in a certain way that even sometimes we know we do not stand for it, but we are so pressured to live, you know, towards fulfilling that, right? Because we do not have times where we can actually affirm and bolster our principles and values. So this is where you get to meditate on your intentions. And by the way, if you think meditation is some mystical, creepy thing, I mean, science even proves that it's perfect for you to just ease stress on your brain, right? So this is where you actually contemplate and think, how do I want to contribute in the world? This is where you remind yourself, what are my skills and goals? There's a time I was telling, I was having an IG live the other day, and I was telling the audience there that sometimes we have our dreams as ideas in our heads, and they keep scaring us because they're just ideas in our heads, and we have not fully thought about them step by step, even though it's not like clear steps, but we have not even seen how we can achieve them. So if they're just vague ideas in your head, they will keep scaring you, and you'll keep forever believing that people like Oprah were just born to be great and not you. Yet you know you have that dream that is just probably an idea in your head, yet you have not thought of ways to actually see you through that dream. So the book simply puts it that during this segment, all you need to do is get serene, stay silent, and enter stillness. Journaling is a key factor in this segment, which is something that I've been doing for a while. Journaling actually helps you confront your fears. Like, this is where, you know, if you don't want your dreams to scare you, this is where you write them down. This is how you actually think, how can I get to them? This is where you face your emotions. We're talking about heart set. This is where you actually confront those negative emotions and replace them with good ones. This is where you practice the art of gratitude. Like, you write, what am I truly grateful for? At that moment, it could be the fact that you are breathing. It could be the fact that you had the courage to wake up at 5 a.m. Amazing, if you ask me. Amazing way to start your morning. Already, you are miles ahead compared to that person in bed who is counting sheep. Which, by the way, if that's something that you're into, I'm not judging. I'm just offering you a comparison, right? Like a juxtaposition. Anyway, the third and final 20-minute pocket is designed to help you grow. Right, another favorite of mine. The book talks about the two times, three times mindset, whereby to double your income and impact, triple your investment in two primary areas, your personal mastery and your professional capability. Amazing. So this is why you sharpen your sword. If you've read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you understand what I mean. Like, this is where you sharpen your sword. This is where you get to work on your skills. You read a book. You read autobiographies of the great legends like Nelson Mandela. You listen to self-development podcasts or audiobooks. You watch an educational video. This is where you actually start working on yourself, right? The main point is, as an individual, you raise your value. Robin says that we magnetize ourselves to excellent rewards by raising the value of ourselves. So you actually don't receive success and influence because of what you want. You attract success into your life based on who you are. That speaks volumes. Like, you only attract success into your life based on who you are. So read books, you know, take time to learn about the latest invention. Read about great leaders, you know, seek the knowledge for the sake of your value, right? Which is an amazing way. And listen, the good thing with me is that I've done this for a while, so I'm almost able to hear you asking the question. So here's the thing. You might be there and thinking, okay, fine, these things are divided into 20-minute pocket, especially like the third one. If I'm trying to seek knowledge, I might be, you know, reading a book that I'd need like 2 hours to read it, or an hour. Does it mean like I'm restricted to the 20 minutes? No, you're not. Right? The book puts it well, like, it's your life. You just take what you're given and then put it the way that it really works for you best. So if you want to exercise for like 1 hour, do it. You know, make your 20-20-20 to 60-60-60 minutes. Right? You know, it's all about what works best for you. But the main point is, wake up early, rise up early, make sure that the first hour of your day just sees you through the rest of the day, right? So what you do in the morning determines how you live your day. Those are the three 20-minute pockets that are shared in the book. Like I said, the first 20-minute pocket requires you to move. Wake up in your bed and start moving. While reading the book, one of the characters admitted, because it's a lovely book, that it's a self-help book, but it's poetic. I love it. So he admits that he used to sleep with his training gear the next day, which was a bit embarrassing. But he used to say he was so committed to the routine that he had to make sure that he did everything possible to just make sure he saw it through, which is something that I love to encourage you to as well to do. Like, make sure you see yourself through this routine. Remember about the habit installation process. It only takes you 66 days to fully install that habit. And we talked about, if you want to learn more about habit installation, look at that episode. And also remember that you cannot wake up today and not wake up tomorrow and expect to have the same results. Part-time commitment just produces part-time results. The second pocket is reflect. And the third pocket, make sure you grow. So that's the 20-20-20 formula. That's it from me for this episode. I'm hoping that it has inspired you and it has helped you, and you will do the work on your part. But until next week, I'll be bye.